The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Joining us today is Ashley Iaconetti. It's so funny too, Ashley, that you bring up Stagecoach, because I feel like, especially after last season of Bachelor in Paradise, like, who knew Stagecoach was where everything goes down?
Another thing that happened at Stagecoach, which is kind of a shared tidbit, is Jared told me he loved me.
What is up, friends? Welcome back to another episode of Overshare, the podcast, and also the YouTube video for those of you who are interested in seeing us in video form. I'm Jocelyn, and this is my girl, Lils.
Hello. We're available
How's it going?
On multiple platforms.
We're such a big deal. How are you, Lil?
You know, I'm hanging in there. I'm actually nocturnal now, so this is kind of strange. This is when I've been really waking up. I shifted my schedule today.
Great to hear. Well, are you ready to jump in or what?
Let's do it.
So, over it.
What she said.
All right, Lil, what's grinding your gears? What are you over this week?
Well, on the topic of being nocturnal, it's a little frustrating when you are and then your neighbors decide that they're going to be rude. This isn't even my normal neighbors that are out of control. This is the neighbors below me, which I actually recently found out are also like... I don't want to say they're property managers because they're not, but they're like the on-site, like
handyman sort of person.
But no, because he's a different person. I'm like, so he just like kind of says hi to me, but has never introduced himself as someone that's affiliated with the building ever, but he gets
weird
rent for free. Interesting. But I woke up this morning at 9 a.m. to the loudest bass I've heard since college. Like I've been at like concerts that are quieter. Everything was vibrating. And so I honestly, it was annoying because it woke me up. But then Max just gets so scared and he runs away.
Oh, that's annoying.
And then he like runs to me and whines, but he like doesn't know what to do. And I just feel bad. But so it was frustrating because one, I went to sleep at 4. But two, who plays like really loud techno at 9 a.m. on a
Thursday? And it also just
when
feels
everyone's
like
at home.
Basic human decency,
exactly.
Especially at this point in time when everybody's working from home.
Right?
You would think that someone who was especially like on a normal schedule would understand that people are doing important things at home during the day.
Here's the kicker. They have a baby.
Excuse me? Oh my gosh, maybe the baby did it. Babies can be so high maintenance.
Truly? Jocelyn, I don't know how they were in this apartment with, like, because it was loud for a while and it woke me up and I sat up and I was, like, sitting here like, are they
kidding? That's so odd.
Then they turned it up and it's almost as if they were, like, doing it, like, to piss me off or something. But I'm like, I'd been sleeping, so I wasn't making any noise. Like, this.
That's so weird.
It made no sense. And they're not usually very disruptive, so... caught me off guard, but it lasted about 20 minutes and then it's been silent ever since.
Yeah, it's time for the Lils to move. You know, we're gonna work on that. We're working on that in the next 6 months for you. It's gonna happen. I'm
anyway
speaking it into existence.
Thank you. What are you over?
Okay, so this is very niche, as many of my things are. I almost choked just thinking about it.
Visceral reaction.
So, you know, I mostly do grocery delivery through Amazon Prime. I don't know. I'm like choking. I don't know. I have too much salivation happening in my mouth. It's a long story.
Anyway,
I've mostly been doing Amazon Prime for grocery delivery because I'm lazy. I hate going to the store, and that's not even a COVID thing. That's like just an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. And I especially love Amazon Prime because of Whole Foods. I don't know if you know this about me, Lily. I'm not a snob. I don't buy fancy things. I don't have fancy purses or anything.
Definitely don't know that about you.
But I love fancy grocery stores. Like, I've never met an $80 almond that I did not need in my nutsack immediately. You know what I mean?
Stop with the term nutsack.
Okay, listen.
There's never an appropriate time to be using that term.
Don't be jealous of my nutsack, okay? I have a tiny purse that I carry, and it is my nutsack. All right? I digress. Here's what I'm really over. I realized after going into Whole Foods, which is my mecca, along with like Bristol Farms and Gelson's, that we may never again have salad bars that are open. Like salad bars very well might be a thing of the past. And that is upsetting to me because there is not many other things that bring me the same level of joy as like an $18 salad from Bristol Farms that is just packed with so many morsels of goodness. And I honestly think, you guys, buffets and salad bars are never coming back.
Okay,
ever,
so this ever again. I was going to say that I can't say that I've had that thought ever because I don't think I've ever used a salad bar. If you aren't a longtime viewer or listener,
you might not know.
If you're not a longtime viewer, you might not know that I am a 5-year-old and don't eat salad. But you bring up buffets, which I feel like Lisa and I have talked about this. I totally get that that makes sense that you wouldn't be self-serving because germs.
Right.
But to me, I was like, that can't they have like a buffet menu and it's like the servings are just kind of like small, so then you can be like, hey, I'll take what, and you can like almost like a room service menu, how you're like a la carte, like checking things, and then they go get it and bring it back to you. Like, I feel like it can still exist.
I feel like it should exist. I mean, just like, literally,
just have one person handle the food. You just don't get your own, which like I don't want to have to get up and get my own food anyway.
Think about what this is going to do to Las Vegas, okay?
I was there in February, and literally we all got back. We were at a wedding, and we all got back, and it was like 2 weeks later, all of the news reports were like, whoops.
And like even, I mean, this is might be surprising to people, but one of my favorite places is a group food restaurant called Soup Plantation. Soup Plantation is ruined. I love Soup Plantation.
Didn't it close?
I hope it was not.
Like, I feel like she's lying because the last time you went to Soup Plantation was like 5 years ago, probably.
I have been at least twice in the last 10 years. And I only say it's only been twice because I don't have one that's geographically anywhere near me.
There was one in the Beverly Connection, which was less than 5 minutes from our office.
Okay.
We always used to go to like Shakey's though. And now, but again, it doesn't make sense to me. Like just have someone else serve it. They could even still have it buffet style. And it's like, you should just hold out your plate and someone else does it.
Gosh, Lily.
Why does it have to go away?
I could really go for some Shakey's right now.
I also have been seeing a lot of concerts of the future, and it shows like people in like little like sections. And I'm like, yes, please. Can we do
that? No, that's happening. I've been seeing people like Jack Vanek, who we both, I'm sure, follow on Instagram. Her and her boyfriend went to some concert in Orange County where it's like a drive-in movie where you bring your car and you just like rage out at your car.
Erin Guilfoyle did that. Yes. It's probably the same one because that would make sense. That it was a Jack's Mannequin.
I love Jack's Mannequin. I was like,
Dark Blue. Oh my god, I love
Dark Blue. That's so crazy. I interviewed him back in the day for that when I was a music reporter.
Jack Vanek. Yep.
Gosh.
But I don't even mean the drive-in ones though. It shows kind of like Hollywood Bowl style esque, but like in a field made with like makeshift little fences. So it's basically like everyone's in like a little corral.
I'm so game for
that. And I'm like, cool, drunk people not getting in your space? Absolutely.
I know. No one's like trying to touch you, like grind on you with their personal parts.
Right. I think
so gross.
What concerts are you?
You know what I mean?
To?
Like, you know, I was thinking about my clubbing days recently and like, what the hell? I hope dancing etiquette has changed because I felt like the only reason you knew you were dancing with someone is because you felt them like rubbing themselves on you. And it was like, oh, I guess I'm dancing with this person now because their ween is touching me. I don't like that. I'm sorry.
Well, not to mention, I feel like I heard someone make a point where it was like, trying to make a point to guys that girls get sexually harassed a lot. And it was something like, guys, at least like one out of every five girls you know has had their ass grabbed before by a stranger. And I'm like,
oh my gosh,
one? How many? Are you kidding? Every single five girls have had that happen multiple times. What are you talking about?
Literally, at one of my jobs at one point, it would happen like 15 times a night. I was bartending, at least 15 times a night.
I vividly remember a time in Vegas where I was trying to get my drunk friend back to our hotel, and it was during the day, and we had left a pool party, and there was some guy that was drunk, and he kept coming up behind us, and, like, literally, I was not even that drunk, and I kept, like, turning around yelling. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he was, like, blacked out and just, like, like trying to, like,
so disgusting.
Put his
arm around us. So gross.
And it was, no one did anything.
No, I actually did roundhouse kick a guy like Billy Blank style in a club once for like fully grabbing my vagina. I was like, that is it. That is the line is drawn. I kicked him
like
I was doing like a
Charlie
workout.
Angel style.
Like Tybo. Like, yep.
Like she goes like, someone hold my purse. And then she just goes, oh.
Yep. And then he fell. And he was like, all like, why'd you do that? And I was like, yeah, come at me again. And I will kick you in the face because I'm flexible. Okay.
Do you remember, I think this was with you in when we went to Cabo for Clever, when we were at Mango Deck and that guy tried to make out with me.
Oh my god!
And it wasn't
yes.
like I was talking to a guy and he like was making a move. I was walking and I'm sadly completely sober. He just grabbed you. That's my first issue that I was in Mango Deck sober. But literally, I was just walking. I think I had like, I just got my beers and I'm like trying to walk back to our table. And he literally like grabbed my neck and just like went in. And had I been drunk, I don't think I would have been like, my reaction time wouldn't have been as good. I had to like physically pull away. And then I was like, what the fuck? And like yelled at him. And then no one, literally, even the people working there were like, ha ha ha.
No.
And I'm like, mm-hmm. What?
No.
I don't know him. What's going on?
I know.
So I guess that's my second over it is guys.
Yeah. You know, you're really going to get a wide array of things on this show. You're going to get how we're over being manhandled by strangers. And you're also going to get our dismay about the salad bar industry because that's who we are. You know,
but
we
then you're
came with
also
a lot of colors.
So many colors. You're also going to get some nice stories from maybe someone from The Bachelor.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Ashley I is here.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Let's get to our overshare segment.
All right, you guys. Joining us today is truly a living reality TV icon. And in my personal opinion, probably the most famous person from Bachelor Nation for an important reason, because she is so multi-hyphenate, doing so many things, including an amazing podcast. Joining us today is Ashley Iaconetti. Ashley I, you guys know who she is.
Hi! This is the coolest intro I've ever had. That is true, but thank you.
Your face?
Honestly, though, Ashley, so I feel like what people need to know who are listening to this, obviously, they know who you are. They've been following your career. But they might not know that, like, all of us know each other also from working together at Clever, which was, like, such a fun moment in time.
I kind of forget that you were on The Bachelor. And then I'll, like, see something. I'm like, oh, yeah. That, yeah.
That's nice. It's nice that somebody, like, that I can have a distinction from the franchise.
No, but I think you are, you know, I think going on the show, as we've seen from a lot of people, is such a rad opportunity to, like, do something else. And, like, you have really, like, created your own empire.
Does that something, like, you plan to do on the front end, or just, like, happened?
Well, Empire is also an extreme exaggeration, so thank you. I would say that, like, I had my master's in broadcasting. I wanted to do something in the communications realm. The Bachelor definitely gave me, like, that relatable sort of edit, which is, I don't, like, edit is weird because, like, I also would hope that I'm relatable in real life, but because I was able to, like, speak on behalf of a lot of girls that maybe hadn't been spoken for before on reality TV, like, they did give me a nice little niche, but also as far as, like, clever and stuff, like, hosting and doing entertainment news was always something that I wanted to do, that I studied, and that I really wanted to, get into, and I thought that The Bachelor could help me with that, so, like, partially a little wrong reasons here, but also...
It worked out.
If you want your reasons, like, we all don't believe you, and we think you're even more crazy.
Exactly. And you know what I think is important is for people to know that, like, you came to work at Clever, and you were, like, getting, like, the same sort of treatment as all the other people that worked there, and you worked hard. Like, you worked just as hard as everyone else, and I think it's important for people to know that side of you, too, that, like, you're just willing to, like, grind and, like, do the work that people probably, like, don't... People probably don't realize, like, what you're doing is actually hard. You know what I mean?
Do you think that? Yeah, that's, like, a big complaint I have about just, like, the entertainment industry, whether it's, like, Instagram influencers, hosts, all that. It almost seems like people think that if your job is fun, you don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And
totally.
That's really frustrating because it is a lot of work. Not to say that it's the hardest job in the world or anything, or that it's not fun, but there's definitely times you're like, well, like, even though I'm talking about Kim and Kanye, I'd honestly rather be lounging on the couch. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. I just hate people discrediting it. That's really
totally.
I feel like there's different sacrifices that it's like, yeah, it could be fun, but also when you're having to post about your life in order to get people to, like, still want to follow you and you can't just, like, turn that off, that's a whole nother level that people don't even realize.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And, hello, girlfriend, happy 1 year anniversary.
I know, you guys kissed, it's so cute.
And spoiler alert for people who have, like, never watched Bachelor and are, like, planning to go back in time and watch every season. Ashley got her man, okay? So many people, freaking Nick, being like, I'll never forget watching that season of Bachelor in Paradise. I didn't even know you. And he was like, I mean, what did he say to you? He was like, this is never gonna happen. And then it's like, the biggest LOL.
He said, this is never going to happen. And, I mean, I just knew otherwise. Because Jared and I had this, like, you know, relationship that was away not just from the cameras, but away from our friends, especially, you know, like, I mean, some of our friends would know, you know, like, the utmost inner circle. And Nick's pretty close to us, but, you know, Jared always played it cool around the Bachelor guys. It was so much more complicated than it ever came across, and especially when cameras were on, and that's not because of Jared, it's more just, you know, it was really just production, like, led us in different directions.
Oh my gosh.
Revisiting season of Bachelor in Paradise 3, but what's really cool is that Hulu just this month put up Bachelor in Paradise season 2 and season 3, so there are people who are watching those seasons having never watched Paradise or any sort of Bachelor show, and they're constantly, like, on our YouTube and our Instagram. Like, I get multiple comments a day being like, I'm just watching your Bachelor Paradise seasons for the first time, and I went to go check in on, like, what you're up to today, and I see that you and Jared are married, and
oh,
I'm
my,
like,
gosh.
Blown.
Oh, my God, that's
that
so funny.
So cool.
Because I've watched some seasons of all of the shows more recently because we had, like, an after show and I had to watch them, but I hadn't seen your season, so that's why I feel like I forget that you were even on it, because I met you without having seen you on it. after that, I obviously then had seen clips and stuff. And then I even, I think, had done like a deep dive and tried to find it because they weren't, that season isn't online anywhere. And I remember finding some episodes on YouTube, but then like not really all of it. And so I didn't even, now I can go back and watch all of it. I'm so excited.
It's on Amazon Prime and on iTunes forever, but like you had to purchase them. So it's not like a streaming thing.
I apologize. I didn't purchase.
No, it's okay. And now they have.
Like, I'm glad I waited.
Yes, I know. Get it for free. You don't need to spend money on watching that
management. Stuff I've bought on Amazon Prime because I was bored.
Let's also talk about the fact, I don't even think you and I have talked about this, because I'll see you guys around at events, and, like, also your husband, Jared, he is also, you guys are just, like, the most kind, lovely people. Like, you're both so down to earth, which I also feel like is very important for the world to know, because reality TV makes life seem, like, kind of glamorous. But, talking about glamorous, how about the fact that Jennifer Lawrence straight up copied your wedding? Okay? I'm not kidding. She did. She really did. I bet you she loves reality TV. I guarantee you she copied your wedding. How do you feel about that?
I do feel like Jennifer Lawrence is a Bachelor fan. I don't remember like where I heard this, but I know her friends are Bachelor fans. Like Amy Schumer is a big Bachelor fan. They obviously had their wedding planned the same time as ours. They just happened to be a month later, but they even had I say it's very similar. I'm sure hers was far more lavish, but and the A-list clientele was something. But she had a boat ride the day before, like on their rehearsal dinner, and then they got married at one of the mansions in Newport as well.
Yeah, Lily, I don't know if you know this, but like Jennifer Lawrence, like I said, it might be a slight exaggeration, but she basically got married at the same place as Ashley and like copied her entire wedding. I mean... There was, like, a few, but you both had celebrity-infused weddings. So, I mean, you had a lot of famous people at your wedding, too. Okay.
Well, you know, we had Bachelor fame.
Am I, like, having a Mandela effect moment where I don't remember Jennifer Lawrence getting married?
It was the last September. And it
to
was
who?
Rainy day.
Some art collector. I think he's like an art person.
Literally, gun to my head, if you were like, is Jennifer Lawrence married? I'd be like, no, she's not even dating anyone. Oh my God, new information. But so she copied your wedding.
No, she did not.
Well, that's the narrative I'm telling myself, just for fun. Also, we have to...
I wonder why they went with Newport. I mean, Newport is like such an obvious and beautiful wedding.
Ashley, they follow you on Instagram and they saw that you were meeting with your wedding planner, Troy, who I also love. And you can tell I've stalked your social media because he is a gem. That guy.
You've ever like met via social media?
Yes. Like he was talking about.
No, I have no idea who he is except from your Instagram where Troy was like crying. Because he loves you guys so much. Like, physically crying.
So cute. I will treasure those Instagram story slides forever. What kind of wedding planner is that emotionally invested in the process?
I was just going to ask, is he that emotionally invested in all of the weddings he does? Or did he feel very connected to you guys?
I mean, we were friends with him beforehand, but, like, not, like, super close friends. We'd only known him for 6 months prior to, like, hiring him as our wedding planner. But, like, we definitely had a friendship there. So maybe he was a little bit more tied to us. He also watched our entire journey on The Bachelor. Oh. And he was so sweet, so cool. When we first met him, Jared and I, we were just starting to date. And we weren't public at all. And he was, like, he saw us on the guest list of this party that he had organized. And he was running around the place being like, I don't care about anybody else on this guest list except for meeting Ashley and Jared. And we kind of like told him, we may have a thing. There may be something going on. And then he was like, just like, if you had ever get married, like, I need to plan the wedding.
So it was a full circle moment for him.
It was really cool. Yeah.
I feel like even like as an outsider who like knows you guys and stuff, I feel like for you guys, it was either like, you guys were going to date and definitely get married, or just, like, not date at all? Is that just me as an outsider?
Okay. 100%. So, I have to tell this little Troy story in addition to this to make it even more full circle. In 2016, when the Batman Superman movie came out, I had written a letter to, like, all the movie sponsors and even Warner Brothers just get Jared to the premiere because I knew it was like, ultimate dream. And we were very much just friends. I think we only knew each other for, like, 7 or 8 months at that point. And Troy's coworker, his former coworker at Warner, who he worked with for, like, over a decade, because he used to plan movie premieres. So the girl that was still working there that he called, like, his work wife ended up being one of the people that I reached out to. And then she was like, she knew that Troy was such a big fan. She sent him the email and was like, well, look who just reached out to me.
Oh my God, so did she give it to you?
And she did give it to us.
So she, like, helped you get in early. This is very, so Troy inadvertently helped you get Jared along.
Yeah. So Troy had seen prior, like, just, like, the specialness that was our relationship, and he had rooted for us ever since.
Wow.
Just, like, that email.
I love it. And I also have to...
Yes, Jocelyn, you're super right. Jared and I definitely were like, we're going to get married or we're never going to date at all. It was exactly how it was. Like, the month that we got together, like, we were 100% talking about the future. And I think Jared always kind of knew that, too. He was like, I mean, this is the kind of thing that you don't cross the friendship line unless you are ready to get married.
For sure. And I love that. And I think that is, like...
And then you guys linked arms and skipped across.
Yeah, but people relate to that. But, like, it was a long road to get there. So I honestly think, like, just props to you for, like, following through with your heart and, like, sticking to it. Even when other people were like, it's never going to happen. Like, you knew. You know what I mean? So you got to trust your own instincts. Also, another question, because, you know, I got married, like, right after you. I had literally everyone tell me, first year of marriage, worst year of your life. It's going to be terrible.
Literally.
Have you had that?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
It's our good friend's actual third anniversary today. They got married in Newport. Same thing. We're seeing them later tonight. And they were, like, telling us. They were, like, probably one of our, like, closer married couples. And they were just, like. Yeah, just, like, letting you guys know, like, the first year is definitely, like, the hardest. Like, get through that and you'll be fine. And we were like, oh, God, and they said it, and we think they're perfect. But now that a year has been completed, I feel like if that was the hardest year, then, like, this is going to be easy breezy.
Did you guys live together before?
So I wasn't cool with living together until we were engaged. So I told Jared, we'll move in together whenever we get engaged.
And then how long were you engaged?
We were engaged for a year.
So was that the worst year of the relationship?
No, I would say the living together year and the married year are almost the exact same.
So I feel like the worst year for people would be, like, maybe if you, like, suddenly went from, like, seeing someone a decent amount to, like, oh, wow, we live together and are now sharing a life. I feel like otherwise I would hope you would know what you were getting into.
Oh, okay, so our friends who warned us about this, they had never lived together until their wedding night.
My mom always, she's like, you gotta test drive the car before you drive it, or before you buy it.
Scientifically, people who are engaged before moving in have a higher success, like, marriage success rate. People who live together before they get engaged are, like, their statistics for divorce are higher.
Interesting.
What did you do, Jocelyn?
So we didn't technically live together until we got married, but I don't remember the last time Chris went to the supposed place he lived.
I was just going to say, I feel like Chris was just actually homeless and was like, yeah. Oh, I'm in town.
Yeah, but, you know, I feel the same way. I'm like, okay, when people started telling me this is going to be the worst year of my life, like, first off, like, can you please not tell me that? And I was like, I don't have time right now to have the worst year of my life. So... But now, like, a year has almost passed, I'm like, if this is the worst year of my life, like, I'm ready for it. I feel pretty good.
100%. Everybody says something different because you have other friends who will say the year that you have a kid will be the most stressful year.
Right.
And I asked my parents that, and they're like, that's when our relationship was at its best. Well, my parents are actually, like, still in, like, that crazy bliss after, like, almost.
Oh, I love that.
We have one of those marriages where my dad, like, tells me every day, like, you have no idea how much I love your mother.
Oh, that's so cute.
World. And I'm always like, Jared, my dad has been married for over 40 years. Why don't you tell me that every day?
I feel like when I visited one of my friends from college, she's from Newport Beach, all of their parents are not all of them, but the vast majority of their close friend group, it felt like all of their parents were still married. And I felt like all of my friends' parents were divorced from like fifth grade on. And I remember I went, it was like Christmas, so everyone's home, and we would go to like, their parents would all let them have parties. And every single house we'd go to, they'd be like, the parents are like sitting on the couch, like with their arm around each other, like watching a movie and the fire's going. And we'd walk in and all the kids would be like saying hi and everyone knows each other. And I'm just like,
what's going on with these parents?
This is interesting. I'm like, you guys like each other? Ooh, what's that like?
Oh my gosh. No, Ashley, my parents are the same way. They're super disgusting. My dad is, my parents have been married for, like, almost 40 years. My dad's, like, grabbing my mom's ass every single day, trying to, like, tongue in front of people. I'm like, you guys? So to me, growing up, like, that was normal. So when I found out, like, everyone's parents were not as gross as mine, I was, like, super confused.
Yeah, so, yeah, like, sometimes I'm like, excuse me, like, where are my compliments? And, like, I'm like, I know I get that from my dad, but it's funny because my dad, I'm definitely my dad in the relationship where it's like, I'm like obsessed with you. I'm just like so obsessed with you. And then my mom is like not like that towards my dad at all, but like, you know, the love is very much there. And it's the same with Jared.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
I love it. Well, we could talk to you forever, but this show is where we come to overshare those TMI stories. And today, because we know that the Bachelor Nation is always looking for something they have not heard before from you, we thought it would be fun to share each of our own personal, like, most embarrassing, most cringeworthy stories that we have experienced ourselves. So, Lily, I'm going to let you go first.
I think when I think of meeting someone from The Bachelor, the first thing that comes to mind is Sean Lowe. Is that correct? Yeah. Because he came in as a guest to Clever, I think I was probably an intern, and it was when Katie and Deidre worked there, and they had set up like a like little fake date situation in the studio, and there's like roses and stuff that I believe I probably purchased as the intern, and then I would just like be in there like watching, and I have a picture with him, and I remember like posting it I think that was like actually one of the first celebrities I posted an Instagram with, that everyone's like, ooh, you have such a cool job.
And that's when he was actually The Bachelor. So that was a really long time ago, because now he and his wife have 3 children?
We don't need to date it.
Listen, I mean.
No, it was. Yeah, I think it was like 2009. I always liked him. He was always. I feel like I don't like most of them. And he was like one of the more normal seeming ones.
He was 2000. His season aired 2013.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what did I say?
That
I was like,
that
I'm thinking
high school?
I was thinking like a year after graduating, and I'm thinking like class of 08, but I graduated in college in 2012. So 2013 makes sense.
Oh no, I was 2010.
Okay, well, I'll share my embarrassing story. So, I actually have 2. And Hi Jared.
Hello. I barely recognize you with your flowing locks.
Oh, wow. Let's see it.
Oh, wow. You look like a tennis player.
Yeah, my headband really, does something for it. But people have been saying I look like Cruz in Mission Impossible 2, so now I can never cut it.
Oh, I like it. Also, happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
So happy for you guys.
How I'm more textured. I was saying how I was more like my dad.
He's like,
yeah. You're like my mom, where it's like, I feel it.
I'm not affectionate.
I know.
I'm just not as affectionate as you. I made her breakfast in bed for a week.
That's so sweet.
I thought you were just going to say this morning. I was like, that's so nice.
It's a random day, no.
No, nothing random.
Cold out.
And if I did it every day, you wouldn't appreciate it as much.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, plus I get real fat.
That's my excuse of getting fat.
Oh my gosh. Well, good to see you. Always, sir.
Okay, so my embarrassing story.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually have two. But I feel like, Ashley, you and I kind of have this in common. And I was thinking about this earlier today. Like, I don't really give any Fs, you know? Like, I'll slide into the DMs of almost anybody. I'll talk to almost anyone. Like, the more awkward, the better. Like, I'm not really... why not, right? Do you feel like you're kind of like that?
Yeah, 100%.
So I would say things that other people would say were embarrassing or awkward, I'm just like, that's just a day in my life.
Where is this going?
You know? So the first one is actually, like, something that I was not directly involved with. But you know when other people do stuff and you're like, this is just so embarrassing, I can barely deal with it? Like, you feel embarrassed for them. So years and years ago, one of our coworkers at Clever threw this huge house party barbecue and invited everyone that we worked with, interns, all the hosts, everything. And you have to understand, this is before I ever watched Bachelor, so like I didn't know who anyone was. So cut to, and I'm not going to say the name of who these two girls were because I want to protect their identities because they're both public people. But one of the girls that we worked with at Clever shows up to this house party with this, like, pretty hot guy, like, and I was like, oh, yeah, hi, nice to meet you, whatever, like, he seems nice, you know, and she's like, yeah, we're, like, kind of dating and whatever, and then people started freaking out, like, do you know who that is? Do you know who this man is? And I was like, absolutely not, just that guy who's at this party with this girl we work with. Turns out to be Jeff Holm, who everyone from Bachelor Nation knows, right? So they're like, he's on Bachelor, he's a part of the Bachelor franchise, whatever. And at one point, like, he was even, I thought, going to be the Bachelor, right?
Like, I did actually watch the season with Emily.
Oh, yeah, I actually signed up because I thought Jeff was going to be the Bachelor.
Stop! Oh, my gosh.
In my audition tape, and, like, it still exists out there, there's a bubble that, like, comes out of my brain. That says,
I love, like, Jeff.
I hope this is Jeff Holm.
Oh my gosh, well, you might be rethinking that after I finish this story.
I know, I've already, everybody knows
the story.
Yes, we thought it.
So anyway, like, it's a girl that we work with, she brings him to a party, he seems really cool, everybody has a great time, party ends, whatever. Cut to the following week, our intern at the time, who has now since gone on to become a huge YouTube star, I'm also not going to say her name, protect the identity, she tells us that she's dating someone from Bachelor. And we're like, oh, cool. Guess who it is? Jeff Holm. So it turns out that one of our coworkers and one of our interns are involved in a love triangle with Jeff Holm. And it was the most awkward conversation. Like, I think all of us were there when it all came out. And it was just like these two girls who thought they were each dating this guy kind of exclusively. Definitely were not. And it was like, one was the boss and one was her intern. Couldn't have been weirder. Lily, were you there when that happened?
Yeah, because I'm also trying to remember, because I knew a girl from, I feel like we were friends. You met when we were in New Orleans, and we
was she dating Jeff Holm too?
Yes, and she was the one that got picked up by all the outlets, and like they like blew up her social media and stuff because they actually were dating exclusively, and it didn't last a long time, and now she's married with children. So
Good for her. Good for her.
You don't have to be around the Bachelor franchise much. Too long to know that he doesn't have the best reputation.
Well, and also,
too bad.
I feel like I remember him, like, he was supposedly, according to him, telling one of the girls that he was dating, that we worked with, he told them that he was in the running to be the Bachelor, but that he wanted them to go on the show so then they could, like, just, like, keep dating, but on the show. And it's like, but... but if you already, why?
Here's my other story, which I would say is like so cringy.
No running.
He was.
He was not.
Oh, he wasn't. Oh, I didn't.
The whole the scenario. I feel like she even told us that, and we were like, I mean, Do you hear how that sounds? Like, maybe, like, first of all, even if it is true, maybe not.
Exactly.
I get that he has swag and he is cute, and but he's not at all like what you think that like he would have this power over women that he does.
I also though now pass him on dating apps, and I don't want to age shame, but he doesn't look like he used to.
Yeah, I mean when he came on Emily season, I was like,
yes, 10 out of 10.
Background of my phone, Emily and him in a paparazzi picture. Was the background of my phone in grad school. Okay? This is before, way before
I asked. He was your Justin Bieber.
Yeah, basically. I was like, I am obsessed. We used to have this chant, if you guys know what the New York Jets chant is. It's J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
I was gonna say, do you think either of us knows?
So, chant to this. J-E-F, Jeff, Jeff, Jeff. And every Monday night, we would chant. So that could actually probably be my overshare.
That is so good. Who knew that this was going to be so Jeff Holmes-centric?
Well, wait, but then did you ever meet him?
Yeah, I met him twice. Like, in the most, like, truly, like, high encounters. Not, like, at all an in-depth conversation.
And did it, like, let your dreams down?
No, I'll tell you, the first time I met him and, I was not... like fresh to the franchise, but it was like still exciting to like meet new people and like to be in like big gatherings where you felt really cool.
Question.
I was at Stagecoach. Yeah.
Does everyone like, I feel like especially now, like everyone knows who everyone is.
Pretty much.
Like, does everyone creep on each other? It's not like there's like someone that's like, who's that? It's like, oh no, like we all like, do you all follow each other before you meet? Like, how does it work?
It depends on who it is. If I really like them, just by watching the show, then I'll follow them beforehand. But then I always follow them after I meet them.
Totally.
Because of podcasts, like I just get to meet them a lot, like right off.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Right off.
Okay. Sorry. Back. You're a Stagecoach.
Oh yeah. So I was at Stagecoach, and I met him, and I was very single at the time, and I immediately call my sister, and I go, I just met Jeff Holm for the first time, and I totally get why we were obsessed. I like, he had like this sort of like this swag where he like literally didn't. Can I curse on here?
Yeah.
Like that, like, I don't give a fuck about you swag that makes girls go, like, whoa, I need to talk to
maybe,
you.
And maybe that's why girls like him, because he is like kind of like the bad boy, one of the bad boys of the franchise.
This is weird that I even remember this. But I feel like Emily described him as, she was like, you were always just really cool.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, he seems cool.
But now, so now I'll pass him on dating apps, and he looks like he was cool, and it's like, oh.
Yeah.
It's actually so funny. It's so funny too, Ashley, that you bring up Stagecoach, because I feel like, especially after last season of Bachelor in Paradise, like, who knew Stagecoach was where goes down? You know what I mean?
Anyone that's at Stagecoach that sees all of the people from The Bachelor all together.
Well, that's where it was. And, like, and everybody, you know, like, it is, like, a big congregation, which is super bizarre. Another thing that happened at Stagecoach, which is kind of a shared tidbit, is Jared told me he loved me.
Really? Oh, my gosh. That's so, like, where? Were you guys watching?
When you were incredibly single, or were you dating at this point?
No, we were dating.
It wasn't just like a drunken confession early. Yes.
No, we were just at a hotel room, and he said, "I think I love you." You think?
Wow, that one really got me.
Oh, that's so cute, though.
Cute because he was so nervous.
I love that. I feel like when Chris told me he loved me the first time, because, like, I like traditional rules, whatever that means. Like, but for me, like, I want the guy to say it first. Like, I was not going to say it first. I don't even care if, like, it was taking everything in me. I was not going to do it. And I could tell it was coming, because you know what I mean? Like, you know they want to say it, but they're, like, freaking out. And he did something similar where he was like, you know, the thing is, like, if you love me, I love you. So, like, do you, you know what I mean? Like, how it's, like, so, it's so cute.
It feels like it's either, like, very hesitant or accidental. And then it's like, oh, I mean, yeah, it's true.
Oh my gosh.
It's either or. Cute.
The other story I was going to share is actually like super cringy. This is like the one that I was actually more involved with. So Ashley, you remember when we had the after show, because you had your own segment on a show that I was producing. It was a Bachelor after show, and you had your own segment called Tea Time with Ashley, where you would interview a bunch of people from Bachelor Nation. It was such a fun show, and it was a live show, and every week we would have someone from the franchise come on. And this particular week, we had Chad Johnson on.
I can't, you're
It's like the worst story ever. I still feel so bad about it.
I don't even know what the story is, but I've been recently scarred because I've seen pictures of him with Drisha Paytas.
Oh.
He goes on her OnlyFans.
But, yeah, we had him on our I Don't Get It podcast, and he told us all about his new life.
I don't think I want to know anything about that. I'm sorry.
Interesting. Well, I have to say that, like,
just after being with him for a short time, I just feel like parts of him are misunderstood. Like, I think he wants to be, like, a good guy, but, like, it's just hard for him because then he'll, like, go and buy someone's domain name or the rights to their likeness or something like that. Anywho, so we're sitting there, and it's a live show, okay? And we're talking, and it was me and Lily and another host.
I was going to say, I know I was there, but I don't really remember this.
We've all blocked it out because
it was so
bad.
I also drank every single time.
So we're sitting there in the show, and we're, like, you know, going through the whole rundown, and then it was, like, a moment where we're kind of just, like, chatting with him. And what the other host on the show asks him, goes, gosh, Chad, this is so crazy. Like, your family must think this is so wild. Like, what does your mom think about this? And if you had watched the previous season of Bachelor, you knew that his mom had, like, passed away, and it was, like, the hardest thing for him. Ashley, I'm not kidding you. In that moment, if you hit pause on the live show, it's me and Lily and the other host, like, with faces that are just like, oh, like, oh no, this is not actually happening. And so I had to, like, jump in and be like, oh my gosh, like, no, we know that your mom means so much to you, and, like, followed everything, and, like, kind of, like, change it. But it was, like, actually one of the most awkward moments I've ever had as a host in my entire life.
You know, like, now that you bring that up, I did block that out, but it's back.
Anyways. So not, like, the most uplifting or, like, embarrassing, but just, like, sad. So I hope for the best for him and his newfound career in porn. Is that what he said he's doing?
Well, me too. I do feel like he's very misunderstood, like, not only by the public, but mostly internally.
Yeah, I was going to say by himself. Yeah.
I definitely, like, tries to be, like, the bad boy that I don't know that is really there in his heart, but I can't even elaborate further because, like, there's a whole bunch of psychology there.
Yes, exactly. Okay, well, enough about our stories. Tell us one of yours. Perhaps if you have one that's untold, even better.
Well, I have two in my head, and they're both so bad that, like, I'm so scared.
I can't wait. Share them.
Okay, one I'll keep anonymous as to who the other person is. I don't think it's, like, super hard to figure out, but it's a weird story to tell since, like, it's not about my husband, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Okay, so I was at a bachelor wedding, and I was just like, I'm gonna make out with so-and-so tonight. I just, like, I'm going to do it. And I, like, had tequila for, like, probably the third time in my life, and every time I have tequila, I throw up. And I was, like, drink with the intent to get, like, to feel drunk, which is very... not really like me. And then, like, I'm dancing with said person.
Literally my entire college.
Like, what?
It's like my entire college. Like, you drank not to get drunk.
No, I know. But, like, usually I'd like to have a little buzz. But,
no,
like,
I respect that.
Trying to drink here for, like, to make a move.
This was, like, you needed some liquid courage.
Yeah, and then, like, I get as close as I'm going to ever get to, like, actually moving in for a kiss on a guy, and he, like, literally stopped me and said, like, he's like, I'm dating someone. And it was a blatant lie. I knew it was a lie, but it was a really nice way of trying to let me down. I proceed to go wail to Jared, ironically, and then go and throw up for hours in my room.
Oh, wow.
Hours, but...
Oh my gosh, you dodged a bullet, though.
Yeah. Perhaps. It all worked out the way it was... Well, it, I mean, there's... He was not a bullet, but I definitely am where I'm supposed to be, and I'm super thankful everything unfolded the way
it is. Oh my goodness.
Is it ever weird when you think about, though, like, that... Because sometimes I'll even say, like, because Chris and I met through the casting director from Amazing Race. And I'm always like, oh, I'm not LA at all. I'm not an LA person. Like, I'm so down to earth. And then I was like, I met my husband through a reality show. Like,
and you're a YouTuber.
And I'm a YouTuber. Like, that's not normal. Do you ever have moments where you, like, think about just, like, the track that your life has taken and how truly wild it is?
And, like, what you're going to tell your children?
I can't wait to tell them. I think it's going to be so fun to be, like, we've met on TV.
And they can watch.
And they can watch. They're going to be very confused. I think what they're going to definitely watch the most is what we did, like, our story of us, which is the YouTube video that, like, explained how we got from the show to our relationship off the show. But, yeah, it's just, like, I still pinch myself all the time. Like, his best friend, his, like, best gal pal, was the one who signed him up for the show, and she texted us happy anniversary the other day. I'm like, you are the reason we're together. Like, if you didn't sign it, so he was like all upset at a bar one night because he was like, he had like one really serious girlfriend before me, and it was like 4 years long, and then they like kind of rekindled things for a while afterward, and he was like really upset because like during this rekindling phase, and she was just like, I just can't stand you seeing, like, I can't stand seeing you like this. She grabs her phone, like, in the middle of a bar one night, signs him up for the show there, and then he got a call from casting producers, and he was like, wait, you seriously, like, put me through? Like, I'm, like, actually submitted? And, like, I'm like, I don't even know where my life would be if you didn't make that rash decision right there.
Idea, I feel like... I've been working, by the way, for like the last week straight on a, it's turned into like a full documentary on Jeffrey Epstein. Very, very dark. Like, this story sounds much, much lighter, but I'm like, oh my God, imagine like a full documentary of your guys' whole story, because I feel like there is your like story of us video, and there's like, you could go watch clips, but have it like all totally laid out.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. We get interviews with everyone.
Like the Bachelor paired, like the Bachelor Goat episodes, the greatest of all time episodes.
Oh yeah, that has to be like so funny to like rewatch all of that.
It was funny to rewatch Caitlyn's season with him on it, but my season's not re-airing. I feel like I love watching Bachelor in Paradise season 2 back because like I'm just awkward and it's funny and there's like nothing, there's nothing like swampy about it. It's just like he didn't really feel the same way back. Bachelor in Paradise 3, like, I pretend like it never happened. That's my blockout season. Just, you know, and then we can fast forward to where we are in the story.
I love that. I love that. Well, Ashley, thank you for oversharing. We truly appreciate it. But we'd love to have you stick around for our final segment. Are you game?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
So long, farewell. I hate us so much more now.
Okay, so in this final segment, it's called Share Well. It's where we say farewell and share something. yeah, it's like the stupidest name ever. Anyways, basically what we do is we just share something that brought us joy. We like to end on a high note. On this show, it can literally be anything. Lil, do you want to kick us off with your joyful moment this week?
Sure. I am wondering if I've done this before, but... It feels like I couldn't have because it's been like months that it wouldn't have applied. My face is finally pretty much cleared up after so long. Ashley, I know you've been vocal, but you've had a lot of acne issues. You're still on birth control and you said that's what regulates yours now?
I'm going to get off in 2 weeks.
Oh no.
And it's, I'm super dreading. Are you on it for...
So I just started like a couple months ago. I don't think it has done anything yet, but I'm convinced because I've never had acne in my life, and it started when I was like 28, and that was also when my back got to a point that was like really, really bad. I'm pretty sure that when stuff gets out of place in my neck, I'm not going to claim to know any of the science or if this is actually a thing, but it does seem to line up timeline wise. And also, I just basically, I feel like I break out when there's a certain part of my spine that'll go out of place, and then it makes my face like get inflamed. So even if I already have a zit and something's out, like it'll almost feel like it's like pulsating. Like everything's just like more
like the zit sound super off.
And I mean, like it's like if you bend over, it kind of like I could feel, I don't know if it's circulation or if it's like stress hormones being released, but it is only on my chin and like mouth area, which is hormonal acne. Long story short, it's gotten better because my back's gotten a lot better, but I think, or it's all placebo effect and I'm just pulling this out of my ass. But when I do get them, it's so hard not to pick them because they're cystic ones. And if there is ever a head, like if I don't, the pressure hurts so bad that I would far rather like rip my skin off my face. That is way too TMI. But then deal with the cystic one because it just hurts so bad. It makes your whole face hurt. That then I end up with these open wounds on my face because I have like popped it and then picked it and then just like kept picking it. So I feel like for the last month, my just new saving grace, which Megan always used to recommend these to me, but the like any brand of the zit stickers. You always say it like that. Well, that's what I told Megan. And she's like, you're not using them right. And I'm like, how do you not use them right? What do you mean? Well, turns out I wasn't using them right, because if you put it on like a cystic one that hasn't been popped or hasn't come to a head yet, it's not going to do anything. But if you put it on something that you have popped, it like basically like if there's a hole where stuff can come out, it'll like it pulls it all. If I leave it on for 8 hours, I take it off, it has like basically like it's conjured a lot of stuff out of my face, to the point that now when I'm like having these like open wounds on it because I've like popped it 5 times, it feels like it's never stopping. I'm convinced it's because there is a bunch of stuff still in there, because I'll put these things on, I've used so many packs of them, it just keeps coming. And it like it's gotten so, my face is literally night and day from where it was a month ago. But basically what I wanted to share, and that long-winded story, was there has to just be like, as long as the skin's like kind of broken that it can pull something out, best thing that has ever happened. Even if there's not like the zit stuff in there, even if it's just like dirt and oil, like with blackheads.
Oh, that's so satisfying.
And it like full on like will make it like shrink in size because it's pulling all the gross stuff that you would be like pushing out if you were popping it.
Cool.
Okay. So especially like right now, like I just sit at home all day, so I don't put makeup on, and then I just pop it on, and then I don't touch it either. So it gives it like a little moist area to heal.
I know. It's fun to have on there because you do feel like it's protected, and you can kind of like go like this and like.
It's so fun to pull them off and see how much has come out, and then like see it get better. I'm like, oh my god, it's working.
I am stoked to use them properly then. I just want to give you a little tidbit. If you've been on the birth control for like 3 months, that's when you're gonna start really clearing.
It's like also right around here, of course, when I'm using all those. So now that it's like, who knows?
Oh yeah, right. And then my other thing was, yeah, it's totally normal, like to start like at 28. I was 23. I never had great skin, but it was like 23 that all of a sudden it was like.
Well, and it was like to the point it was painful, and like a lot of like little tiny little bumps that I'm like, are these zits? Like, what's going on? I don't even understand.
Probably milias.
There's so many things that I go online and I'm like, I shouldn't have Googled this.
Last thing, cortisone shots. Have you not gotten those yet?
No.
I mean, I know it's not the best with COVID times to like go to a dermatologist or a med spa, but like if you go get a cortisone shot and a cystic pimple, it's truly gone within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so like if you have like a really bad one and you have like an event or something to do?
Yeah.
Which I feel like I never have anything that would be important enough that I would need to go get it taken care of, but like that, it totally prevents me from filming.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it hurts.
I gotta do it.
Yeah.
Actually, Ashley, low-key, like, not even low-key, high-key, I've seen you. Like, we work with a lot of the same skincare brands, and we actually, like, went to, remember that skincare school that we went to? with Dermalogica for adult acne where we sat there all day and like took notes.
Oh, so fun.
So fascinating. Like we actually like
I found an episode where we did that, but we did not take notes.
I did. I love that kind of stuff.
I love that stuff. I was clinging on to every word she said.
Same.
Both of you though are very like you have very intense skincare routines. Mine, I'm like, is it clean?
What about you, Ashley? What's brought you joy this week besides your blessed anniversary? Unless that's what it is, which totally makes sense.
There's a couple of things. So just my dog, she peeked her head. Well, she brings me joy every day, obviously, but yesterday we were in this cute little loft and
love a good loft.
I was coming down the stairs, you can see on my Instagram story. And then I look up the stairs, and her head is just...
Oh, I saw that picture, and she was like...
Yeah, it's her head. It's just her head around the corner. And I'm like, I just peaked. My life just peaked. Then I just think there's something about, obviously, like, East Coast summer air at night, which is just the most refreshing.
Tell us about it. What is that like?
I was like, I can't relate.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about, like, the smells... it's just so much different on the East Coast. It just like feels, I guess, like cleaner. But I like the humidity at night. It feels just, it makes your skin glowy. There's just like something that makes you feel really healthy with it. And then I just had the most amazing waffle on a stick last night.
Oh my gosh.
On a stick?
Yum.
I weirdly had waffles too last night, actually.
That's really funny. Amazing.
They were Eggo and not that great. But why? Where do you get a waffle on a stick?
Jared's like he's like obsessed with Froyo, so he's going to different frozen yogurt places every night, and one of them had waffles on a stick, and it was just like the thickest Belgian waffle like that you could just eat, and
it looks like a corn dog. I feel like I saw it,
but it was warm and very doughy inside.
That sounds great. I love a good pastry.
Gosh. Yum.
Would you consider waffle a pastry? No. And just
oh, yeah. Okay, so my joyful moment this week is that after 4 months of waiting for our shared channel merch to come in, I ordered samples because Lily and I are creating merch for our amazing shared channel subscribers and the people that listen to this podcast. I'm now finally wearing one of the merch samples that came through, and I'm really excited about how cute it looks. We got long sleeve shirts and short sleeve shirts. I'm not excited that it took 4 months for them to arrive.
I mean,
but,
you know, difficult times that may be getting worse.
And I think just in general, yeah, that's true. I think just in general, one daily thing that brings me joy is mail, which, like, I might as well be 85 years old. But I have a P.O. box, and some people are, like, a regular at, like, a bar or, like,
literally...
a coffee shop. I'm a regular at my P.O. box, and my P.O. box guy is my best friend. I always tell him, you're my best friend, and he is like, no, you're not. We don't know each other, but I'm wearing him down slowly.
I just need you to know that when you said that, I thought you were, like, trying to, like, not say that Chris was one of the things that brings you joy, and you were describing him as a male. Like,
no.
And I was like... Okay.
No, but he's a lovely man, and he brings me a lot of joy, too.
Like, no, you mean literal paper
postage.
That you get. Yes, got it.
But you know what? That is a good reminder, at least to me, that I need to be more intentional with sending out correspondence, because I love stationery.
My friend Alyssa did send me a nice handwritten note out of nowhere one time that was just like, I'm really proud of you, and I love you, and I'm glad you're my friend. And I was like,
see?
What?
I know.
I cried.
I know. You know what I'm going to do when this podcast is over? I'm going to send Troy a note, your wedding planner, just to let him know how much freaking joy that sweet angel has brought to my life, and I don't even know him. Okay?
So if you did that, like,
I will. I'm going to send you guys a screen grab. On my personal stationery, I'm going
to... I don't know. You don't have the best handwriting. Be careful.
I don't. I have bad handwriting. Oh, my gosh. Anyways, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us on Overshare. This has truly been so fun just to, like, see you and, like, hang out in, I guess, kind of real life. For, like, the 5 people on the planet who don't know who you are, have no idea how that's even possible, tell them how they can find your podcast and you and Jared and all the things.
Okay, well, Jared and I are on Instagram at Ashley_Aginetti, and he is just Jared Haven. And then I am, what's else? What else?
You guys have a YouTube channel.
We do have a YouTube channel. It's not super active. It's Ashley Hi Jared H. And then I got two podcasts. One, if you just want to hear about Bachelor stuff, that's with Ben Higgins.
Oh my gosh, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
And I have the I Don't Get It podcast, which is very much like this one, just fun girl chat about things in life that we don't get.
I love it. And we also love Naz. I haven't met your sister, but I love her as well. And it's a really great show. It's like,
Thank you.
Do feel like you're just listening to your girlfriends have a chat, which is great.
We're really proud with the show. Like, every week I'm like, that was a good episode. That was a really good episode. Like, we're trying to inform, but we're also just trying to, like, have fun and relate.
No, it works. Last thing before you go. Okay, this season of Bachelorette seems like a huge cluster that they're trying to put back together. I love Tayshia. I love Claire. Where do you stand on all of this?
I love Claytia. I love Claytia.
Claytia.
Like, I am going to remain neutral here.
I love both girls. I hope that I think the best thing to come out of this is there are two love stories, if indeed it is unfolding the way that they say it is. Which
you sound like you don't know if that is real or not.
I do. It's just like, until The Bachelor comes out and confirms it, I feel like we just always have to say allegedly.
True, yes. I love the word allegedly. We should just add that
such
to everything.
Such a journalist.
Like the Wendy Williams word.
Allegedly, exactly.
You're like, wink when you say.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Ashley, well, thank you so much. Before you go, Lily and I have to sign off by saying 1, 2, 3.
Thank you for sharing. It doesn't really work with the internet lag.
Yeah, it doesn't really work unless we're in person, but we've really been trying to force it. Still during COVID, so it's like our creepy, like cultish farewell.
I'm sorry you're on the receiving end of it.
No, I like it.
Great. Thank you.
And for you guys out there watching, listening, thank you so much. Be sure to subscribe on YouTube, subscribe to the podcast, give us
leave
the 5 stars, do the rating, all of the things, and we will see you right here next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.